Hey, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Chris. We're the hosts of True Believers, a comic book podcast, our weekly show about all things comics.
Welcome to our 12th episode. In episode 11, and at a listener request, we took it back to the early 2000s and we dunked on the original X-Men trilogy for about an hour straight. This episode is a direct follow-up to our 6th episode, and we will be going over Teen Titans Beast Boy and Teen Titans Beast Boy Loves Raven.
Alright, let's do this one last time. Garfield Logan, aka Beast Boy, was created by writer Arnold Drake and artist Bob Brown, first appearing in Doom Patrol 99 in November of 65. He is a shapeshifter who can turn straight up into an animal. Animal? I know what you're thinking. An animal? Yes. Any animal.
And Raven is the daughter of a demon father, the monstrous Trigon, and a human mother, Irella. She's a half-human, half-demon.
A cambion. A cambion.
Yeah, exactly. Raven is gifted with many magical powers of her own, but she reformed the Teen Titans to prevent the return of her demon father.
That's why it was so fitting that Cammy Garcia and Gabriel Piccolo chose her to kick off their new Teen Titans graphic novel series. And, of course, Beast Boy, one of her most famous love interests, to follow her. I think it's really cool that they both have a vested interest in those two characters, and that's why they make up the first three books. Cammy Garcia said she sees a lot of herself in Raven. Gabriel Piccolo, of course, loves Beast Boy.
I know, he even has the same hairstyle as Beast Boy. They even put that in one of the books because I think it's hilarious. So what were your thoughts about Beast Boy?
Okay, so I really like Teen Titans and Beast Boy, or I thought it was cute. I like stories where people are just not growing and they're taking like mystery supplements or some mystery drug. I like when people shoot up overnight, not like that, but like with in height.
That's not the drugs he was taking.
No, okay, so they established pretty early on that Beast Boy has some kind of amino acid deficiency. Or Garfield, let's call him Garfield. That Gar has an amino acid deficiency, and his parents have him taking these amino butyrol something. I don't know exactly what it was, but he finally reads his side effects after years and years of taking these pills, and it says that it might suppress the pituitary gland, which makes you grow. And like, you see a flashback to like him being a kid and being like just unfairly done. Like, they go on a group field trip to an amusement park, and it's like, must be this tall to ride the ride. His friend Tank. Yeah, Tank. Says that he's smaller than some of the second graders, and he's supposed to be in third grade. Like,
it shows his height, and he literally was 5'2 until he was about 17 when he went to 5'4.
And he only weighs 144 pounds, and this is after like a month of trying to bulk up. And just so you know, at my heaviest, and I'm 5'3, I have weighed 145 pounds.
He didn't even get to 145, he got 144 and a half. That was his like big moment.
Yeah, until he shoots up overnight. Garfield, his primary focus, he's trying to impress girls, right? This specific girl named Alana. She was cuter or whatever, but I didn't think she was all that.
She was kind of a bitch.
Yeah, her and that little hoe Destiny too.
They were like the popular mean girls, and they bullied what's the blue haired friend?
Ooh. Was it Max?
No, Maxine is the sister. Stella. They bullied Stella, the blue haired friend.
Or I don't even think they were bullying her. It was just like they lived in their own world and were very self-absorbed.
They were very self-absorbed. And they were jealous of her because Stella's like this online gamer. She's got a big following.
Twitch, you know, streaming it up. She got more than 150,000 followers. Drew is...
she's 17.
No, not Drew. Daniel. Daniel Tank. He's really good at sports, but he's having all this trouble in school. Their English teacher, for some reason, assigns them all to read a different book and write a report on it. And they give Drew... Why do I keep calling him Drew?
I don't know
why. They give Daniel the Fountainhead, I think. And, like, that's one of the most boring books I've ever read. Nobody likes that except What's-Her-Name, who wrote it, and Brad Pitt. So.
But I do like that Tank is, like, this big jock meathead kind of guy. But he's not, like, your stereotypical asshole. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's a good person. But he also wins, like, a hot dog eating contest at the beginning. He's just scarfing these things down. I was like, okay, bitch.
You know what, though? I would enter one because hot dogs are my favorite food, but I would not do it the way everybody else is doing. I would just eat the hot dogs. I'm a lose, but...
This competition was even like, you can't like put the buns in the water to soften it up and stuff. Like, you just had to eat it.
It was just straight eating. And
it was disgusting.
Like, I've never been more horrified than when I found out competitive hot dog eating was a thing.
Oh my God. I know. And when you found out that they dipped the bun in the water to soften it. That shit was disgusting.
Hot dogs for real are my favorite food. So when I saw that, I was like, And he not only did he win the competition, Tank set a new record.
Yeah. But Tank is like 6'3", big muscular dude. But he was beating like all these like heavier people, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, he was winning the competition by a lot.
Yeah, he runs track, and I'm like, you run track and this is your hobby? Okay, so wait, the plot of the story is that like all this stuff is going on. Those dumbass prank shows that started cropping up
at like the a Jackass when, kind of thing.
Not even like not, Jackass, yeah, like those even. YouTube annoying prank couples and shit. Some guy named, I think RJ, does pranks and shit. He ate a ghost pepper, and Beast Boy was like, oh, he started taking his somewhere in the
business. Oh, hold up. I have this. It is called the aminotrienadol.
Aminotrienadol. Yeah, he starts taking his aminotrienadol. And he shoots up, like,
literally overnight. No, he gets to 5'8". He's not even that tall.
But he was growing more, but he's just a little short guy. His feet were hanging off his bunk bed. And I was like, I was mad at his parents at that point. Get that boy a bigger bed.
He was 5'2". He didn't need it.
Y'all already know he's not finna grow, but like, he had to sleep in a twin size.
A bunk bed. A childish.
Let that boy grow up.
And he gets all muscular overnight too once he stops taking it.
But the next day, because RJ or whatever, this little annoying person, he eats a ghost pepper and he's like, so they're like, oh, you know, RJ ate the ghost pepper and it flushed him out. He was over there shitting, da 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 da. And Beast Boy, Gar, at this point, he's like, I could do that. And all the, what is it? Is Max the name of that asshole? Or
I don't even remember. Not important.
I think it's Jason, actually. But anyway, this white guy with white hair was like, no, you can't. You're a loser. And he's like, no, I probably could. And he's like, meet us at kick-ass barbecue after school. Even.
Beast Boy was like, no, I'm going to meet you there. And y'all are going to see that I can do this. Because Beast Boy's, or Garfield's whole thing is that he just wants to be popular, you know?
He just wants to be accepted. Like, he's been short his whole life. He doesn't understand that if you're cool inside,
you're cool outside.
No, you might not be cool outside.
He was cool outside. He got the green sneakers on every day. Yeah, I was like, respect.
I was feeling the green sneakers. It was like Miles Morales with his little red joints where you're like, yeah, I kind of want some of those.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was rocking it. But
so he eats the ghost pepper. But it's like, it starts to, he puts it in his mouth.
He licks it at first and he's like, oh, this shit's hot.
Yeah. And then he like bites it and then it's like his entire nervous system is on fire. It was so cool to like watch. There was a diagram of his entire body and you see how it's working. And then it's like explaining what his nervous system is doing. And then he has like an animal reaction where he's like, at first it was like, and then it's like,
Because before that, they're like, oh, this is, he's talking with like Tank and Stella and he's like, okay, we got to come up with a plan. We got to do something because I can't be eating this pepper. And they're like, yeah, you can't be eating this pepper. Like, that's stupid.
And Stella is like, boy, don't do it. How about that?
Yeah.
And
but he's like, no, I got to be popular. So this fool
goes and buys some adult diapers.
She buys him adult diapers.
Yeah, he's wearing but them.
Before that, in the library, when they're researching whatever, they find like some kind of marsupial. I don't remember what it was. But he's like, okay, so this one can eat the California ghost pepper. Its stomach is coated for whatever, whatever. And then that's the animal that he, like, channels whenever he eats the pepper himself.
Because Beast Boy can turn straight up into an animal.
Any animal. Straight up. So I thought that was cool. Like, it went kind of full circle with that.
The little rush. Like, so people start calling him a beast. Like, they're like, oh, you really did that. And he's like, nah, I'm not really a beast. I'm like a Beast Boy. He tries to make it a thing. And Stella's like, stop making that a thing. But it actually catches on. Because as he starts to get more and more popular, he starts, like, doing stunts. Like, RJ or whatever, that little annoying jackass.
Oh, yeah, RJ even tried to eat the pepper after him. Remember? Because he was like, oh, that pepper's not really hot. No, not RJ. I'm sorry. The bully.
Jason or whatever. Jason, the white hair guy. And when I tell you, he was sitting up chugging that milk like.
Yeah, he's like, that's not even the real pepper. There's no way you could eat that.
You switched it. Like, bitch, you brought it.
Yeah. And then he ate it and he about shit himself right then and there.
Yeah. So, what's his name? Takes a picture with he breaks in and takes a picture with the mascot of something.
RJ. Yeah, the little prank guy.
Yeah. And so Gar is like, I could do that. And he was like, what's Georgia State? Well, it wasn't Georgia State, but it's Georgia State something. One of those schools that y'all make up because you don't want to get sued by the real school. East Georgia something. And he was like, I could break in and take a picture with their mascot. And Stella is like, boy, their mascot is a python.
A live python. This thing is huge.
It was big. So Beast Boy breaks in It's safe to call him that now. He called himself that, as embarrassing as it was.
Yeah, he's like Beast Boy now. Can you imagine, like, sitting there, like, this is such a cool nickname, and you go by Beast Boy? Like, yeah, I'm a Beast Boy.
Cute. Don't get me wrong. It's cute when you're a superhero and you've been out since the 60s.
It's not cute whenever you think you're doing something cool.
Will you try and give yourself a nickname?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he breaks into East Georgia Sky High
State.
Polytechnical State. Yeah.
Polytechnical.
And he takes a picture with the snake, and the snake hops out the enclosure and wraps around him. And while he's taking a picture with the snake, he's like, oh, shit.
He has a mask on, too.
Yeah, it's a gorilla mask.
It's a gorilla mask. He was looking through his little mask collection.
He had several masks. It was a little creepy. I was like, why the hell do you...
They had a bunch of little, like, Easter eggs, too, because he had that Joker mask, and there was something at the beginning.
It was like a clown or something.
Oh, yeah, he had a Swamp Thing comic in his locker.
He did, and I was like, that's weird, because
I know, you can tell.
Think it's weird to read Swamp Thing. When people tell me that's their favorite comic, no offense, nerds, but I'd be like, something wrong with you, but...
A little bit. I like Swamp Thing as a character, but never mind. I'm not even going to go there.
I would be scared of Swamp Thing.
He's terrible.
In real life.
How come he never...
You know Poison Ivy got reanimated as one of the avatars of the green?
I respect that for her, but I hate that.
I thought it was cool for her, but like, on one hand, stay away from me.
Yeah.
The green is creepy.
The green is creepy as shit. It's literally like mind control almost.
Or it's like one mind. Let's start there. Because we on Solomon Grundy status now.
No.
Anyway, back in Garfield. So he's like, oh man, East Georgia State Polytechnical Sky High. they test on animals. Stella applied here because they don't test on animals. Because Stella works at the animal shelter. She's a good person.
Yeah. Every character has their own little, well, the main three, like Garfield and his friends, all have their own little plot lines going on. Which was very good of... You know, it was just really good.
Yeah, because Drew is having some trouble in school. Like, he's going to all these eye exams. Like, Stella is trying to save these three dogs from being euthanized. Mm-hmm. And so when Garfield breaks in and sees that they're testing on animals, this fool opens all the cages. And it's like, come on, y'all. Talking to these animals, like, they can understand him. They can, but he doesn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finds this little monkey. He puts the monkey in his backpack. The snake wraps around him, and he just, like, herds all the animals out the door. Now, the next morning...
It's not like a small amount of animals either. This is like maybe hundreds.
They are testing on buku animals. Maybe not hundreds, but maybe like 800.
I think maybe like 100. There was a lot of animals running around this small town is the point. Like,
yeah, people were just... And then...
Rabbits, monkeys, everything.
The school had the nerve to be mad on the news. They were like, our mascot has been stolen. I don't know where the hell the rest of these animals came from because we don't test on animals though.
They even threw that in there. We don't test on animals. Like, what are these?
You lie, bitch. You
Ooh, that's crazy.
Bitch,
I don't know what
you test on animals. Definitely. Definitely. Oh, also, in the middle of this story, tell us why Slade Wilson is just lurking around in the background. Somebody's like, oh, he's a conservationist. A little kid says that he's conserving wolves or whatever. And...
You know, he looks like somebody that would be a wolf conservationist.
And that's important for later.
Okay, so obviously animals are out running amok in this little town, so like shit's going down, and Garfield's like, okay, it could have been worse.
They cook up a plan to return the snake, or at least Stella does. She's like, okay, you know, I will, during lunch, we will take it to the animal shelter, and I'm saying that somebody found it in a bag outside. I was like, okay, solid plan. But bitch-ass Jason or whoever, like...
The bully guy.
Yeah, here's them talking about it. And he calls the anonymous tip line to report Garfield. So everything goes off without a hitch. But then the school people show up at their school, like, in the principal's office. And they're like, we know what you did, son. So the principal leaves for some reason. And he's like, well, I know what I did, too. But I would know. But I know that if I were to see something like that, I also would have seen the bevy of animals y'all was testing on. So mm-hmm. What about that?
And
what about that?
And they sit there and they're like, oh, ooh,
seems like all is forgotten.
And then they get a call at that time, and it's like the school calling and saying, like, the snake has been found, whatever, whatever. And they just kind of let Beast Boy off on the, just let him off. But they also, Beast Boy's getting popular now because he took a picture.
You forgot the most important part, because this is a part that I thought was really weird in there. They also have Stella called to the office because they said she's the one that found the snake. And they're like, oh, we'd like to give you $500. And she says, give it to PETA. Now, Stella,
the shade.
As a person who is environmentally conscious, loves animals, why the fuck would she want them to give some money to PETA? Her whole plot line is that she's trying to stop these dogs from getting euthanized. Do you know what PETA does to animals?
I know, but Stella's 17.
Because I was like, how is she not aware of PETA and their dealings? in their doings, the goings on. So Beast Boy is getting more and more popular, right, as you said. So now he's like, he's talking to this girl, Alana. Like, his friends are charging him up finally. They're like, Garfield, you are acting ass. And he's like, no, Alana is not even like my dream girl or anything. Like, I just want to be popular. And then he's like, they're like, we like you for who you are.
And all meanwhile, Tank is like having all his problems, like he can't focus at school and whatever. And then
he's gone to the eye doctor, and that's helping.
And Stella's sitting there like trying to figure out her animal problem, and Beast Boy's just worried about being popular. And it's like, okay, fuck you, Beast Boy. Like, we've been here for you. I gave you diapers. Like, fuck you, man.
Like, yeah, as a young person, I can't imagine how mortifying it would be to go to the store and buy some diapers.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Beast Boy's kind of an asshole at this point. We're kind of like, fuck you, Garfield.
Logan. Gar,
who are you?
And so this fool decides he's gonna steal them dogs from the animal shelter that are gonna be euthanized. And like, oh, they also had Beast Boy, to be fair, he has been very helpful to them throughout the book. Like, he recommends for like Daniel to go to the eye doctor. Like, he's helping Stella by, you know, taking pictures. He's using his new clout, taking pictures and videos of these dogs to try and help them get
like adopted to get attention.
Yeah, it doesn't work though. So the night before, this fool goes into the animal shelter and steals the dogs. And then he said his thought process was that he's gonna leave them in the park. So
first of all, he didn't learn the first time. He just opened cages for animals, so he does it again for the dogs. It's like,
one of the dogs he frees is aggressive and should not be around like kids or family, so it almost mauled this girl to death. But freaking Slade Wilson pops up and it's like,
The dog is scared of Slade, I guess, because Slade's aggressive. But Slade's like, I'm a wolf conservationist.
I don't think he scared the dog. He like made it submit.
He's like the alpha. Yeah. Ew. Ew, don't say that. But he's like, okay, I'm gonna take this to my friend on a farm. We'll take them. And then it like fast forwards a little bit, and then he's just in his apartment with these dogs. I was like, okay, you lying ass. He's trying to gain trust with Beast Boy.
And he's talking to some mysterious woman on the phone, like, being weird. He's like, I'm going to bring the boy. And I was like, what? And so later, him and Slade meet up. And he's like, are you some kind of perv? Like, stay away from me. He said, for a wolf conservationist, you sure do spend a lot of time watching people. Are you some kind of perv?
Yes.
And then Slade had the nerve to say, do I look like some kind of perv? Like, bitch, yes.
Yes.
You do.
This is now the second book you've been following kids around.
Mm-hmm. And we'll take you to a third in the next one.
Four.
No, because I'm sure he's going to be in the newly announced Teen Titans Robin, too.
Oh, they're making a good. I like these stories that they're doing. But, so what even happens next? Where are we at?
Oh, we're at the end. Slade tells him, actually, that he used to work with his parents at Hive. He has flashbacks his parents.
So
he finally confronts his parents about the
Aminotrianadol.
Yeah, just like I said.
And at this point, Alana also is, like, all up on Beast Boy because he's popular online and whatever. Like, fuck you, girl. But then she invites him to a bonfire. And that's when some shit goes down.
Because these coyotes start attacking. And when I tell you, Beast Boy was like, he was like, wait, the coyotes left him alone. Because, you know, they said some kinship. Because, like, you know, I said,
any animal. Homeboy runs away. The mean guy, the bully, what's his name? White man, white hair.
Jason.
Maybe
that just seems like white guy name. Sorry, Jason.
So all these wolves are attacking. He runs away. Coyotes are attacking. So
they
runs away.
These girls.
Alana, her little bitch ass friend.
Destiny. I remember that because we have a friend named Alana, and I know a girl named Destiny. So Beast Boy is like, he was with Stella and Daniel. Tank. He was like, he was like, the coyotes, like, they don't just walk away. And so they were on their way to the bonfire. And so they get some sticks and, like, light the sticks on fire. And they're trying to, like, drive the coyotes away.
It was like Beauty and the Beast. The original one where he's at the stick. Yes. That's what it was exactly like. But also, at this point, Garfield has been hopping out of his window to go do these stunts and whatever, and he's kind of, like, getting monkey powers. He can see in the dark, so he's kind of figuring out some things are.
And he has seen his, like, arm and stuff turn green and furry.
Yeah.
I don't know how he was missing it at the beginning. And also, they never said what's up with that green patch in his hair. Like, was he dying that, or was it just
I think it was because it was just like that, because what they tell you later on is that he gets some kind of disease called Sikusha.
Oh, he turns into a bear at the at the bonfire.
Oh, yeah, that was the point. He turns into a bear at the bonfire and gets the coyotes away, and then, you know, whatever.
He's just sitting there naked as hell in the woods. The park rangers chase off the bear, but then he's sitting there like, oh, God, what about a bear forever? Ah, it was like Brother Bear very much.
But he turns back human. So his parents at this point, he's like, okay, clearly something's wrong.
Because in the background of the story, they've been like, his immunity is gone.
Yeah, they've been whispering behind his back. They're like, something ain't right. He's grown. He's got muscular.
Boys grow. Nah, boys don't grow like that.
He grows 6 inches in one night. He like gained 30 pounds of muscle probably. I don't know how much he gained, but still. Either way, so his parents are basically like, okay, when you were a kid, we were in Africa. You contracted a disease called Sakusha. And so we gave you some antibodies from green monkeys.
They were the only ones who could fight off the disease.
Yeah. So I think that's why he had green in his hair.
And they didn't know if it would work because it's a terminal disease usually. And they work on vaccine research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They work for Hive too, so.
I don't think they work for Hive anymore.
Not anymore. They used to work for Hive.
Hive with Wade Wilson. And they are even whispering about this in the beginning, right after he meets Wade Wilson or right after he sees him. He's like, his dad is like, Wade Wilson is not no damn conservationist. Anyway.
Slade Wilson.
Did I say Wade?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Deadpool is not in this.
This one is Slade, the other guy with missing an eye. So whatever, you know. So he gets all mad about this, which I was like, why are you mad about this?
First of all, I would be mad too if you didn't tell me something like this.
I don't know. I kind of understand where they were coming from on that one.
Nah, because if you tell me, hey, this disease, this medicine, we gave you this, it replicates your antibodies, and we need you to keep taking this so you don't have ridiculous side effects. Like, they told him he has some amino acid deficiency or whatever. That is stupid.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Because he takes it very lightly. Like, he takes this medicine the supplement every day, but he was like, it's not like I got a serious disease. Like, I have diabetes or cancer or something. Like, if you tell somebody straight up what the thing is, they'll just keep doing it.
I don't know why they wouldn't have told him, but I also respect that they did it because they saved his life, you know. Like, I'd be like, okay, thanks, mom. Thanks for saving me.
I'd be pissed off.
But I don't know why you wouldn't tell him. It's not like
Polka Dot Man me, bitch.
But why wouldn't you tell him though?
I don't know. That was a little bit of bad parenting. I mean, I think it's good to shield your children from as much as you can, but it's not good when it involves their own body.
Yeah, why didn't you say, like, hey, take this medicine so you'll continue being alive?
Yeah.
Period. That's all you need.
Because they were just like, oh, it's a supplement.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, so whatever. Beast Boy's mad at this point, but Slade's just sitting there like, I got the answers. Call me. We're going to figure this out. Same thing he did to Raven.
Finally, and he's like, hey,
Slade.
Did I say Wade?
You said Wade again.
Fuck. So he calls Slade eventually, and he's like, I actually, I'm already out of town. I'm helping kids who actually want to be helped. And then I was like, suspicious that you mentioned you're specifically helping kids. And he was like, but I'll be in Nashville in a couple of days and you can come see me then. He's like, well, what am I supposed to do in the meantime? He's like, bitch, taking the sights. Shit, I don't know. So he like runs away from home at the end of the book. And his friends, they're such good people. They were like, oh, road trip. And he's like, nah, I got to do this by myself. They're not as real as Maxine.
Yes. Oh. Also, I don't think the dogs survived, did they? No, they all got adopted. Slade adopted the dogs. So yeah, like that solves Stella's storyline. But the reason that Daniel Tank was not doing well in school is because he was diagnosed with dyslexia by the end of it. And I was like, okay, respect. Like, you know, I love that they put this in there.
Oh, yeah, because I have been noticing, like, a lot of people our age even have been diagnosed with stuff later in life. Like, I know a bunch of people who got diagnosed with, not a bunch, but enough for it to be concerning. Especially in, like, women and girls. They get diagnosed with stuff later in life. And it's like, damn, you struggled your whole life. And somebody could have helped you 10 years ago.
Exactly. So I like that they had like a learning disability for Tank, you know. I think it was good to put that in there. I think it was good to see. Because I think they did it well. Because it just showed him struggling at the end. They explained why he was struggling.
Not only was he struggling, he was trying so hard. Like, he was meeting with their bitch-ass teacher.
Yes.
He was like going to the optometrist. He was like, they said my vision is fine. His vision was not fine because he wore glasses and didn't wear them hard,
He's a sports guy, but he like was failing because he couldn't read the book, so he's like
couldn't run track. Sports. And I'm like, damn, they fucking with his scholarship.
So it was. I love that part of this story.
And I'm glad that something he was able to get resolved before he went to college, because now he can start getting accommodations.
Yeah.
And like doing this before a scholarship, before college, you're managing to retain your scholarship. You know, they can't keep failing you, or else you can sue them under the ADA.
Yeah, he almost lost his scholarship because of this. It was a big thing. But so, yeah, Beast Boy, he just goes to Tennessee because he's like, I need to figure out what's wrong with me. I change into a bear, you know, crazy shit's happening. And that's kind of the end of the book.
Yeah.
Just ends like that.
And we are at Teen Titans Beast Boy Loves Raven. So, did you like Teen Titans Beast Boy Loves Raven?
Okay, so there was parts of this I really, really liked, but some of it was kind of like almost fan fiction-y. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So overall, I think this was very good. I thought it was very cute.
I thought it was cute, but I would give it like a 3 out of 5. It was like okay, but it was cool.
I would have given it 3 out of 5 too.
I like Beast Boy a little bit more. I would say Beast Boy was a 3.5 out of 5. Teen Titans Raven, that gets the full 5 stars.
Oh, that one hit the... I loved Raven.
Sorry. When the ancestors came... Not Ravens, but... When the ancestors came, they walked them out the grave. Period. Mm-hmm. And they did that. So, when we pull up into Teen Titans Beast Boy Loves Raven, which I think is a cute title, even though they're not really a couple, they should have named it... It should have been like a heart instead of love.
I think that they were trying to push Beast Boy and Raven too hard in this one.
Because it's like, y'all just met. Y'all have known each other for like 3 days.
It started off really cute and like edgy and awkward, like teenage dating. But then it got really like uncomfortable almost because they were like right up each other's ass.
I was like, yeah, y'all have known each other for
3 days.
First of all, who do y'all think y'all are? Robin and Starfire?
Shit. Okay. So this all starts off and now Raven is also in Tennessee because she's going to meet Slade Wilson also. And Maxine, that little bad bitch is following her around.
She's like, shh, she thinks I'm letting her go. When I tell you, if she on the train, Max is on the train. If she in the store, Max is in the store. If she's on the bus, Max is in the bus. She at the hotel, Max is in the hotel.
She followed her all the way from New Orleans.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a good sister. That's a good sister. So what even happens? I think... At the beginning, they're just kind of wandering around town. Raven is and Beast Boy is two different parts.
Beast Boy keeps trying to find all these, like, he goes to a barbecue place looking for some vegetarian dishes.
Because he's a vegetarian. He's never ate meat.
And they're like, somebody's like, because Raven thinks that, first of all, she thinks that he grabbed on her when it was the monkey.
That was after.
No, this was the same scene. Oh, it was after. First, she thinks that, like, he's lying about being a vegetarian or something because... He had hot dogs on his plate, and that lady was like, hot dogs ain't meat, that's hot dog.
Yeah, because he sees Raven, and she's in line in front of him, and he's like, wow, I'm in love with her, she's beautiful, whatever. And then she sits down on a table away from him.
I think it's funny weird. How varied Beast Boy's type is. He said, maybe Alana's not my dream girl or whatever. Like, and he was like, when he saw Raven, he found his zing, like, yeah. In Hotel Transylvania. Because he was like, this goth bitch is for me.
Yeah, because Alana was, like, your stereotypical pretty girl.
And she was so cute.
She was cute. I love the way that she was drawn. She had, like, the layers in her hair.
Yes.
But beside the point.
I don't know if she just had long hair or if it was a long weave. But either way.
So at that point, Beast Boy's, like, low-key trying to flirt with her. But he's 17. This boy don't know how to act.
And it's horrible.
Flirting. It's horrible. It's awkward. I do like the not so delicate moments of like teenage dating that they put in this.
And I like that the monkey grabbed her. It like was like, ooh. And she was like, what the fuck?
He grabbed her hair. He pulled her hair.
And she was like,
she turned around like, who is grabbing my hair? And it's just Beast Boy there, obviously. So
the
like,
monkey's in the backpack.
Yeah. So it obviously doesn't go so well the first time he's trying to flirt.
And then the next time they see each other, I think it's in another barbecue restaurant. And she's like, why are you following me?
Thought you were a vegetarian, sir. Why are you at this barbecue place? But they're in Nashville.
I'm hungry. Man, I ain't 3 days.
Also, so Raven goes to like this cheap little motel. It's like $60 a night. It's cheap. And Maxine obviously follows her. She comes in, starts cleaning everything off. She's like wiping down the counters and the bed. I was like, respect. Respect.
I think it's funny that Beast Boy managed to find an even cheaper place because his was $40 a night. I was like, oh no. Garfield, you're going to get hepatitis.
I was like, damn, there's bed bugs in that place. $40 a night. So yeah, they meet again the next day, which how do you run into? Nashville's huge. How did y'all run into each other twice?
Obviously, Beast Boy can connect to any animal, so he sends Raven's soul. So
oh, he's connecting with her. Okay. Ew.
I'm sorry, I just made the light skin face for everybody who can't see me, and it was disgusting.
So, yeah, that happens.
The whole book is basically just slice of life until they get to the point where they're like, oh, Raven's wallet gets stolen. So Beast Boy ends up like paying for her food. And she's like, well, damn, I can't pay for my shitty motel. And he's like, well, you can come sleep in my room. And she's like, well, I do not know you. But then she starts thinking, if anything happens, I just beat the shit out of him with my soul.
She literally said, how dangerous can a boy with green hair and a monkey be? I was like, damn, disrespecting him.
She read him for filth.
She was like, did.
She said, nah.
But yeah, at this point, you know, because he bought her food and he's letting her stay over and whatever, she's kind of feeling it a little bit. She's like, oh, he's a good dude, you know, whatever. That first awkward encounter, whatever, whatever. But then she starts having a whole ass nightmare. Because Beast Boy's sleeping on the bed and she just puts two chairs together and that's where she's sleeping. She has a whole nightmare about Trigon.
Well, it's not even a nightmare because Trigon is like,
daughter, I'm here. You can't send me away.
Pretty much. So that if that was a nightmare, you know, it's terrifying, but that's real. That's real,
she's
real.
She's like, and he's like, Raven, wake up, you're having a nightmare. And she's like, bitch, I know.
Like, bitch, I know. Where is your soul self at, Raven?
Like, excuse me, Miss Internal Raven. I'm going to need you to be pop, pop, pop on Trigon. Fighting,
right. Where were you?
Ma'am. Miss Ma'am.
So at this point, you're kind of like sitting there like, is Trigon coming back? Like, what's the deal with this? You know, we don't like Trigon coming back.
They have a whole normal, like, three days. And then they're both like, oh, yeah, I gotta go meet this guy. And
that part is so dumb. Because they were sitting there. They were both saying, I gotta meet this guy. And she's like, I gotta meet this guy. And he's like, I gotta meet this guy. And y'all never put together that it was the same guy.
And they're both trying to hide their powers from each other, which I think is so stupid. Because at one point, they almost get, I think something almost happens. And Beast Boy is like, bah! He goes crazy on this dude. And he's like, I gotta keep it together. I gotta keep it together. Like,
Slade hired some guy to basically mug them to see if they were going to use their powers or not. That I was like, what is the point of that, first of all? But obviously, Beast Boy used his powers. He turned into, like, half a bear,
well,
almost.
Just his arm. His arm went bear mode. And he was trying to hide it from Raven. And Raven thinks he's having some kind of, like,
he's fit. Getting down with the sickness.
Yeah. Why do you say, like, he's got the COVID?
He did for a minute. He was sweating, shaking, coughing, you know.
And she was like, let's get you to the
our cheap hotel, because that's where you go if you're coughing and dying and
yeah,
half bare.
Yeah, take that boy to the emergency room next time. She's as horrible in a medical emergency as I am. Anyway, so they go to meet Blake, and who gets kidnapped first? Oh, it's Raven, I think.
Raven,
right?
Yeah.
No, it's Beast Boy, I think.
Yeah, no, Beast, because they separate at that point, and they still don't figure out they're meeting the same person, even though it's like 15 minutes apart. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
They're in kind of the same area, so some MFs in a black van, they pull up, they stick guard in the neck, and just like, this put a bag over his head and just yank him in the van.
It was like an episode of NCIS.
Or like SVU.
SVU. SUV. No. So yeah, they stick him in the neck. He's passed out. And then they go kidnap Raven. But Damian Wayne is sitting on top of the roof watching. He's like, what's this girl standing on the corner by himself?
Where I'm supposed to meet Slade in 30 minutes. And
yeah.
I'm mad because Damian literally sits there with his goggles like, they done carried this bitch off.
She was like, damn. And then there's Maxine behind her, like
and Maxine is really running. Like, she thinks she's gonna catch this whole ass van.
And she even says, like, oh, I can't catch the van, but I can follow Raven so self because this giant bird's flying in the sky.
She's like, caca. And I was like, Miss Ma'am, where you be at?
You're not the runner. You're not a track star.
No, I'm mad at Miss Raven's soul self because,
right, where were you, ma'am?
Together, because how did you let somebody get up on her like that? I need this to be, like, her spider sense.
It was like, if they just took a 5-minute break and that's when hell broke loose, because where were you? Because
her soul self went off to smoke a cigarette in the alley.
Exactly.
Oh, and then so Damian has his own little introduction, which I think is kind of cool. I like that they've been doing kind of back doors into everybody's story. Like with Gar, it was like they're both meeting Slade in Nashville, and then they had that preview of Teen Titans Beast Boy and Teen Titans Raven. And then here they backdoored Robin in. But it's Damian, which I thought was weird because the Teen Titan.
I think they'll have Dick Grayson come in later on.
I think so because I saw them both on the cover of Teen Titans Robin. But I'm like, we skipped a few steps.
This part was funny as shit because Slade leaves notes for everybody. Like, he left a note for Beast Boy that said, like, I can help you with your powers. And he left a note for Raven.
50101 or whatever.
Yeah. And then Raven got a note like, okay, I'll help you with your father. He's a demon. So I wrote down the note that he made because this one was so funny to me. He gives a note to Damian that says, call me when you get sick of living in your father's shadow and want to do some good. I was like, damn, you just hit him right deep.
And the funniest part about this, like, this was not, I don't understand this characterization of Damian Wayne. Became unpopular opinion, I like Damian just the way he is. I let him be like that because he's younger than 13. I think it's funny that apparently in all these DC animated movies that he's whooping everybody's ass. And I'm like, he can't do that.
Yeah, they kind of also depowered Damien in this, and Damien don't have powers. How are you gonna depower him?
Like, no, I love Damien on regular, like, he's super advanced, but like, sir, you're 13.
Exactly. And I think it works.
Like, I think it's funny that people think, like, because these animated movies, that he could solo all his brothers. No. You could maybe get a couple good shots in, and they're not gonna fight you as hard because you're a child. Mm-hmm. But they could all...
They all let Jason Todd die. What do you mean? They're not going to do anything.
What do you mean they all? Dick was at home minding his business being a police officer. I don't even think he was a cop at the time, but...
I don't know. They all let Jason die.
How did they all let Jason die? Tim wasn't even robbing then.
They could have... Nobody even set up and tried to avenge...
Besides the point. Because I was like...
Besides the
point. Dick, what you got on this? Because so, y'all don't all let this clown live.
Yeah.
Alfred. Where Alfred. Was you, sir? Because I know you keep that thing on you.
Alfred's too old to be fighting the Joker.
But Alfred's not too old to be pumping the Joker full of lead. Have you seen the end of New Jersey?
How has nobody tried to, like, shoot the Joker ever? Like, not just, like...
The Gotham Police, I'm mad at all of them because they got the worst aim. They got worse aim than Stormtroopers. Because when I tell Stormtroopers. You I would be at the gun range every day working at the Gotham Police Department because, and I'm carrying a gas mask because you're not finna get me.
See, how do they not let this... How do they let this little clown run? Literally a clown.
Because you're not finna, first of all, you're not finna have your MAC lipstick and your wingtip shoes on giving me hell every day. Shit. And I'm supposed to just go about my job.
You're gonna just keep blowing up buildings with your little wingtip shoes and your little pinstripe jacket.
Has he blown up the children's hospital? Like, at this point, Batman, I don't care about your damn coat. How about that? Somebody, and it didn't even need to be Batman, because I know that he feels like if he has to kill, he's not worthy of being Batman. Fine. That's fine. One of you other Gotham vigilantes, of which there are many. Hey, none of y'all kill this clown.
Even when he's in jail, y'all didn't break in there?
First of all, the rest of the villains. Like.
That's what I'm saying. How has nobody shot him yet? The Penguin, he loves shooting people.
What the? He keep that thing on him. He gonna have umbrella. Oswald, Mr. Cobblepot, he gonna have that umbrella. Period.
Period.
I love the Penguin, even though I'm scared of Danny DeVito as the Penguin. I think the Penguin is so funny.
He's a fucking hilarious. Like, that's the stupidest character, but I respect him. You know what I mean? Kind of like Two-Face. Two-Face is so dumb. Just
crazy.
He's dumb as a fuck, but I love him.
No. He's not dumb. He's really smart.
Oh, the character itself, like that.
The concept is.
Yes. Yeah, that's the way to say it.
The fact that he'd be flipping them coins.
We're going to live today? Nope.
What would happen? You know how sometimes coins can kind of land, like, straight on the middle?
Yeah.
What would happen if that happened with Two-Face?
He'd kill him, you know.
But I feel like that man would have a full-on breakdown.
Oh, probably. That's his 13th reason.
That's his Joker moment.
Ah, yes. Do you want to know how I got these scars, too?
Oh, we should get back on Beast Boy Love Story. Okay, so Damien watches this whole thing. Andrew has a tattoo with a smiley face on his foot, and there's a cut perfectly in the middle of the smiley face.
Christian says yesterday, is that its Joker moment? You want to know how it got its scars? Because it's right in the smile. But anyways, back to the story.
Why so serious? So Max and Damien have linked up because Damien is like, I just saw this girl get kidnapped. And she was like, bitch, what did you do? First of all, who are you? And he's like, my name is, I don't know if he said his name is Damien.
He doesn't
Wayne.
Say his name until the end. He throws it in at the very end whenever he's finally like, oh, hey, team, my name's Damien Wayne.
I was like, boy, don't tell people who you are. You need to come up with a code name. You look like you got your whole Robin outfit on and you don't say, I'm Robin.
Even a D on his chest instead of an R for Raven. But how are you going to say Damian Wayne and nobody turns around at Wayne?
Wayne. And Damian said the funniest thing, though. He said, my dad is a rich jerk, a rich tech guy who thinks he's a hero. He's a jerk. I was like, first of all.
Hit that on the head.
Gabriel Piccolo, he's done an excellent job drawing Talia al Ghul. She's very pretty.
She's very pretty. And she's so motherly in this, which is odd, because I don't ever think of Talia as a mother, per se. She's a fighter first, a mother second. But this one, she was mother.
You forgot Monster.
Monster first, fighter second, mother third.
I think Damien said that he didn't even meet her until he was like 3 or 4.
Yeah, but in this one, she was like, they were going on trips together, and he's like, hey, mom.
She was teaching him stuff. I was like, all right, then.
I don't think Talia has ever been called mom by Damien. So I thought that was weird. Yeah, but he called her mom in this.
That's weird.
Right. It felt weird. It felt just weird.
Is that the part where you were like, this is getting kind of fanfictiony?
Yeah.
That's where the part I was kind of like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Because I like Talia as a monster, as bad as that sounds. She is very gorgeous. He drew her very, very well. Like, hair flowing in the wind.
And she should always be drawn gorgeous. Because, first of all, just because she does bad, horrible things does not mean she's not also a bad bitch.
Exactly. Period.
I hit the nail right on the head with that. I did that.
It's true. You can be a bad person and be pretty.
Oh. So, they took Beast Boy and Raven to experiment on them. This lady from Hive that has been working with Slade the whole time.
Adeline. It's his ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. He explains that, but it really doesn't matter. And they're like,
that was his Joker moment when he got divorced with Adeline. Like, any background story always involves Adeline.
You know what I think is so funny? You know what character works really good as divorced? Hawkeye. Because Bobby is such a bad bitch. Mockingbird.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sorry.
It took you 2 seconds to connect. That's okay. Mockingbird is such a bad bitch, and like, in the Hawkeye series by Matt Fraction, when she pops up, I think on like Christmas to talk about the divorce, it's so funny. I don't know. I think Clint just works better as a loser.
He is a loser. But anyway, so...
So is Slade!
Slade is a loser.
He's a loser and a creepo.
He's very, very pedophile-y. But... Hive has now kidnapped these two little kids with powers. First of all, what the fuck?
Oh, and Slade is stalking the third one.
The third one. You don't know who the third one is until a little bit later. But she a redhead. Okay, we'll get back to that. They're doing experiments. They're putting this gas on Beast Boy that's just making him change animal.
Neither one of them has told the other when they have powers. Yes. So Raven is like...
She's sitting on the other side of the glass.
She's like, stop! You're hurting him! And then Raven is like talking to Trigon in her mind, and she's like, it's okay, I'll let you go. And I was like, girl, you do not need Trigon's powers to...
See, this was a problem I had too, because Raven's on the other side of the glass and Beast Boy can see her and whatever, and she's watching videos, and she's an empath, you know, so she's like...
It's making her emotions go crazy. And I was like, girl, if you don't just blast this bitch open...
Yeah, she didn't use her own powers, because Raven has a lot of power of her own, but she doesn't use her powers at all in this. She uses Trigon.
And she has to, like, let Trigon free. And Trigon's like, no, I'm not lying for once. I'll help you. I'll help y'all get out of here. So when I tell you, Max and Damien are infiltrating the location.
Ooh, yeah, at this point.
Doing smart stuff. They doing spy stuff. They crawling through vents. They flipping through, you know, they flipping over buildings. They running past guards.
But before that, though, they were like, oh, we need an army to get in here. So Maxine's like, I think I know where we can get an army.
So she goes to the graveyard.
That part was so cool, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It was really sad. Yeah, I was rooting for her.
She busted up all these people, Grace.
She did. She was doing all this, like, magic voodoo-y stuff, and then, like, the ground shakes, it bust open, but no spirits came out. So that part was, like, sorry,
Max.
I was like,
okay, Soulstorm, we'll see you later. We'll see you later.
But, yeah, so then that's
when
they're
crawling. Well, it was working, though, to be fair. It's like she lost concentration or something, but Damien was like, no, go again. She's like, no, it didn't work. And I was like, girl, go one more time.
You broke the ground open. You're doing something right, man.
Something is going.
You caused, like, an earthquake in this bitch, but whatever. I get it. I get it. I would have gave up, too.
Those people have been dead too long. But when they get into the Hive headquarters, there are some fresh cadavers. She's like...
Because they get... what is it, like, trapped in a room, there's a guy with a gun, he's like, put your hands up, and they're like, oh my god.
And you know who else put their hands up? Them dead bodies, because they were like, bah!
Yeah, because little Maxine, she does her little magic-y stuff, makes these cadavers come back to life. I was like, bad bitches only. I don't know. So, Maxine is, like, not a real character in previous...
No, this is, like, the Harley Quinn thing, like, where she's just for Batman the Animated Series. I hope Max gets to make it into the greater DC Universe, because I like the idea of the Teen Titans. Like, just having an opportunity to be happy. Since they've all, as young people, spent most of their lives superheroing, they don't have, like, connections outside of superheroism.
Right.
Well, I mean, Dick does, but that's because Dick is a hoe.
Yeah. But I think Maxine's going to end up joining this little team. I think it's kind of obvious she's going to be joining the Teen Titans group in this one. And I'm kind of with it, you know? Teen Titans are all about taking people, teenagers in, with powers that need somewhere to go. Maxine doesn't need somewhere to go.
It is found family. They are the found family trope.
But, so they had just broken in, Damien and Maxine. They had just broken in, whatever.
And they're almost there. And then when I tell you, Trigon and Raven start... Busting this bitch open.
Exactly.
Like, they get through the glass. She's got Beast Boy. They messing up all the equipment. The scientists are all running scared. When I tell you, they just leave, as bad bitches do.
They straight up just walk out.
And Raven, and they're all in the woods. And Raven is like, Maxine, how did you get here? And she's like, girl, I followed you all the way from New York. promise. Did you really think I was gonna leave you?
Maxine is such a good sister, because when she got her wallet stolen, she like texts Maxine. She's like, can you send me some money? I'm not gonna tell you why. And Maxine sends her money. I was like, respect,
girl, you could have just gave her that money because you was right there.
I know, but she didn't want to like blow her cover.
Also, Maxine is a good sister. I'm still mad that her wallet got stolen, because Miss Ma'am, where was your soul self at? I'm gonna need it to start functioning a little bit more like a Spidey sense.
Even Trigon was doing a better job towards the end.
Because, first of all, you know what? Say what you want about Trigon's fatherly ability, but at least he does try to warn her when shit is popping off.
Especially
when he told her like in the last book that old boy wasn't no good.
Mm-hmm. And he was right.
Tommy.
He was right.
Toxic Tommy.
So where is Trigon at this point? Is he still in the
he
gym?
He just floats off into the wind.
Oh, so he's out there.
Yeah, that's what she says at the end. When they all recoup, this is when you said he's like, I'm Damian Wayne. When they're all in the forest and they just have to sleep, because Raven is like, my soul self got me. I don't know if it's going to extend to the rest of y'all, but, you know, I will at least know.
And they're like, yeah, Beast Boy can have like the hearing of a moth or something, because he's like, a moth has great hearing. So it's like nobody's sneaking up on us.
And we was like, Garfield. Okay, Garfield.
Okay, Garfield.
And tell me why, first of all, Damien, when he finally meets Raven and Beast Boy, he introduces himself as Max's boyfriend. So I was like, boy, shut up. And then I was like, dang, what happened to Iman?
Yeah, they had a weird... This Maxine and Damien thing was just weird.
But you know what? I'm kind of glad it's there, because I don't care about Iman. And also because apparently in like animated world, Damien and Raven are together. And I'm like, I don't like that, because you're friends with his older brother. That's what you were created to be. So I don't like that.
I don't know. I don't like it. It was really forced. Like when they jump out of the air vent and then she like lands on top of him awkwardly. And then his hands are on her waist and she's like, oh, I like this.
I was like, yeah, that's a little weird.
It's weird. Y'all are... How old is Damien? Like 13 in this, maybe 14?
I think he's probably older.
It's weird.
Wouldn't it be weird if they made Dick an adult?
That's what I'm thinking is going to happen. Because they all move on and whatever, and they're in the forest, and then it does, like, a little scene towards Slade, who's following this redhead girl around, and she's got, like, amber tips on her hair, and you obviously
know. Her hair is orange. It's not Barbara Gordon red. Yes. It's orange.
And it's, like, amber on the end. So we know this
is
Starfire.
One thing I don't like, though, is that it was pinned straight, Curly Starfire Supremacy.
I think they'll come back to it. I think this was just a, like, she's just walking through. She straightened her hair that day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a fresh press. She needed to get a haircut.
Exactly.
She wanted to get them layers.
Exactly.
I feel you, girl. Because I had the Jean Grey bob myself, though.
So I think it's going to come back. I don't think that they're going to, you know, whatever. But obviously Starfire's coming. And Starfire looked old. You only see her from the back, but she looked taller than everybody. And I know she is.
Well, she's
tall.
Already, like, 6'2".
But I don't think she's a teenager. I think so, she's, like, a solid 20.
Which... Right, then.
Which just means that Dick is going to be an older man, too.
Because if you look at the cover for Teen Titans, Robin, Dick is quite a bit taller than Damien.
Well, he's always is, yeah.
No, I mean, like, it's obvious that he's, like, quite older.
Yeah. I think that's where it's going to go. Because you know how, like, in later Teen Titans, Dick and Starfire are leading the team of, like, the younger kids, like Raven and Beast Boy and Blue Beetle and everybody, you know? I don't know. I like the first half of this book.
It was a good introduction.
It was a good introduction.
They wanted to backdoor Damian Wayne in. They wanted to start building the team. I was like, okay, I get where we're going. We're now 4 members deep, coming up on 2 more, because I assume... what I think is funny, though, is that they look in this picture for the next one, Teen Titans Robin. They're both like back-to-back and looking noticeably... They're both looking towards each other, but their attention is supposed to be like focused away.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I hope they... Damian and Dick have the best relationship out of all the former Robins. Well, I don't know.
Tim and
Destiny
were dating
for a while there, but I thought that was weird, so...
I don't know. This one I just thought was kind of... It was a good introduction. I do like where they're going with this. I'd like this series, where it's going.
What are your hopes for the next round of Teen Titans? Because, obviously, I want to see the great brotherly, like, sweet, loving relationship between Dick and Damian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks like they made Dick, like, college agey, so that's not bad.
Yeah.
I would like to see some more Robins. Obviously, you know, I love always seeing Stephanie and Cassandra. The bad girls are actually getting their own series. Yay! And for Starfire, when I tell you, I wanted to go, like, I love the Teen Titans animated series, but I kind of don't like what they did with Starfire. Because, you know, Starfire is always for the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
She's rada, like, I ain't about that talking, I'm about action. Let's get it popping. I would like to see that come back.
I don't know what I kind of want to see. Well, just because I'm a little bit biased, you know, Raven's, like, one of my faves. I want her to have her own power. I don't want her using Trigon as a clutch. That's stupid. Yeah. I just don't like that.
I would like to see the Emota cells, Raven. I don't remember what it was called. Emota clones.
Yes. I don't know if I want to see more Robins in this Teen Titans. Not yet. I think it's too early to be introducing a bunch of Robins, personally.
I would have gone with Wonder Girl first, actually.
Oh, do you think they're going to have Donna Troy in this?
I hope so.
I would love that. I love Donna Troy. I don't know. I'm excited to see what they do with Starfire, though, because Starfire is noticeably wearing, like, human clothes, and Starfire's not a human, you know what I mean?
I think it's cool that Gabriel Piccolo is the one doing the art for this, because, you know, he's been doing his Modern Teen Titans series for a while, and in it, Starfire has this, like, this particular, it's very particular style people cosplay. It's really cool, and it's, like, hints that she's an alien, but it's, like, what if aliens are among us?
I don't know. I'm excited to see what they do with it, because I really have no idea what direction they would go with that. So I'm excited to see that one particularly. Oh, I hope they bring Donna Troy. Sorry?
Cyborg. Well, I don't know if they're going to use Cyborg, because Cyborg is so much in the Justice League now. Yeah. Like, he graduated to the big leagues.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
But I do think he's an important part of their dynamic sometimes when they have him in there. And I think they should do it because, like, he's in the animated series, but I don't know if they will because he's in the Justice League stuff.
I think that they are not going to have Cyborg in this one, just because they're... Cyborg and Beast Boy usually have one of my favorite dynamics, you know, but Beast Boy is so up Raven's ass. It's like they're that dynamic almost now. So I don't know how it's going to go. I don't think they'll have him in there.
But I also love, I think they should, I want to see a lot of Dick and Raven. I think Dick and Raven have a really good, they have a really good friendship. But also I want to see Dick and Donna. So if they introduce Donna,
yes.
Dick, I firmly believe that whatever woman might be the love of Dick's life, whatever, but Dick and Donna are soulmates.
They're perfect together.
As besties, but...
As besties.
I mean, I don't want to see them kiss. That'd be nasty.
Oh, also, they have, like, a preview to their next one. They're making Constantine? And Gabriel Piccolo and Cammy Garcia have been quite the power team.
I don't think that Gabriel Piccolo is working on the Constantine thing.
No, sorry, those were two different thoughts. I don't think he's doing the Constantine one. But Gabriel Piccolo and Cammy Garcia have been, like, a power team so far, so I love what they're doing. That's where that was supposed to go. Mm-hmm. But I'm also really excited about the Constantine that Cammy Garcia is going to be doing.
And I like that they're doing not a Constantine origin story, but also a Constantine origin story. What I really love about Cammy Garcia's work is, I don't want to say that it's bad, because I don't believe that it is, but she writes so uniquely for a teenage audience that when she approaches being melodramatic, it's like... I'm there. Period.
So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see what she does with Constantine. And look how good the cover looks. I love this cover.
It's amazing. Yes, it's so pretty.
Everyone should look up this cover, because I don't even know how to explain it to you. But it's all purple. The colors are nice. Constantine looks like a little pretty boy, like asshole.
He's giving Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes. It's great. I'm excited for it. I can't wait to see what they do. I can't wait for this Robin... I'm really excited. Let's hope we spoke this into existence with Donna Troy, because I would love to see that.
And I want Starfire to have her own book, a solo. Because I don't want to do an episode about I Am Not Starfire, but I was not pleased with it. So I want to see Starfire getting back to her OG self.
I hope she gets a solo story before she gets introduced into this team that they're making. Mm-hmm. I want her first. Like they did it with Raven and Beast Boy. Why can't they do it with Starfire?
Yeah, and I think Robin, obviously, he got backdoored in, like...
Yeah, he was kind of... His, like, entrance to this was kind of weird and abrupt. I kind of wasn't with it, personally. And it was weird that it was Damian Wayne.
Yeah, because I'm like, sir, these aren't your friends.
They are not your friends. You don't even know them. Why are you following them? But whatever. I'm still excited. I like what they're doing. I just think there were some weird moments in this one.
And Donna Troy's the best. I can't say she's the best Wonder Girl, because now we have Yara Flor, so I gotta be very respectful, you know, say what you want, but, you know, keep it cute. But actually, no, I love every single Wonder Girl equally. They are all amazing.
Yeah, so we'll definitely keep up with these stories. We'll see where they go.
So I think that's all for this week's episode of True Believers.
And we'd like to thank everyone for all the support. Everyone who's listening to us, thank you guys so much. It really means a lot to us.
We'll see you next Wednesday, October 13th, where we'll be knocking out the second half of What If. Actually, we'll be knocking out most of What If, because we only reviewed like 3 episodes.
We fucked up a little bit. Yeah. So catch us for like 5 episodes of What If.
But it will be perfect.
It'll be probably a little long. Sorry. Oops.
We are available on all major streaming platforms except for Funky Ass Pandora. And if you like the show, please leave us a review and continue sharing it with your friends. It really does help us a lot, like Andrew said. And as always, if you want to leave a suggestion on what we read or watch, you can find a DM us on Instagram at True Believers Pod and on Twitter at True Believers P, or you can even email us at number1truebelieverspod@gmail.com. We also have a TikTok at True Believers Pod.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.